Welcome everyone to Dirt Doctor Radio, specializing in how to be honestly green. There'll be no greenwashing here, just accurate advice on products and techniques that are healthy to use, save money, and are really good for the environment. Tips and suggestions from listeners are encouraged, so give us a call at 866-444-3478. It's now time to venture through the foggy misinformation and learn about what truly is green. Here he is, the Dirt Doctor and proud owner of Mystery Dog Tater, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan. And Mystery Dog Tater has been a character lately, I tell you. Judy got a picture of him the other day. I need to put it on Facebook. I haven't done it yet. He was in the dog run, laying there, and a dove lands and starts walking right up to him. And he just looks at the dove and stares at the dove, never makes a move. He is not a fighter. He is sometimes will act like he's running after a squirrel, but if he gets sort of close to the squirrel where he actually might have a chance of catching him, he'll kind of pull back, pull up a little bit. Yeah, he's a weenie, but he's our weenie. He's a cutie. We've got a contest going on, and that is interesting because we've stumped people. We have a test, the Texas Organic Research Center. And by the way, there's one open line if you want to jump on here at 866-444-3478. We'll go to the phones right away here. Texas Organic Research Center has a test online now, a course online. It's the Texas Organic Certification Course. Sign up for it. You take the course, 15 chapters, take them one at a time, take the tests on each chapter as you go. You have to pass each one 100%. The video of me teaching the course comes with a 15-page study booklet that is an outline. It started as me, I was just going to do an outline, and then I started adding more and more detail to it, and it became kind of a course study guide and or cheat sheet for helping take the test, because I cover, you know, most of the things that are covered in the test, both in writing and on the video, which I think will make it easier for people to get through it. It's not terribly difficult. It's set up for homeowners as well as professional people, so it's kind of a middle of the road, but it does go into a lot of detail about why we don't recommend the toxic chemicals, Roundup, 2,4-D, manage, you know, all the things that we don't recommend and why we don't recommend them, give you a help about finding out more information about that. And then, of course, we talk about what you do instead in great detail. The chapters are soil building, planting, two chapters on trees, a chapter on food crops, chapter on landscaping, one on irrigation, one on disease control, one on weed control. In other words, all the basic things that we talk about here. And we're getting real good feedback from the people that are taking it. You take it at your own leisure. In fact, most people are taking it, taking their time. They're taking one chapter and passing it, and then maybe waiting a few days to take the other one. Some people even longer than that. I've done the same thing with videos that I've bought in the past. So there's no time limit. You don't have to be anywhere at any certain period of time. You pull it up and take it when you want to take the test. The base cost is $195. There are exceptions to that, depending, you know, schools, people in the business, landscape contractors, golf course superintendents. They want to have their employees do it. There are some group discounts and that kind of thing. So you can contact us through dirtdoctor.com. All the information's right there on our website, and find it out. Well, what we started a couple of weeks ago was a contest, and if you answered the quiz, you get one free. You get to have the Texas Organic Research Center test, a course of free of charge. And the first one that we did was answered really quickly, so I made the second one a little bit tougher, and it was up last week and nobody could figure it out. And I can see why now, because I've looked into it a little bit more. It's actually a picture of a butterfly, an orange butterfly on a white flower. The white flower should be easy, and that's what I intended for people to identify as what the white flower is. And I think people thought that I was asking what the butterfly is. And the butterfly is tough to find. I went in myself and went through the procedure that I do to identify an insect when somebody stumps me about an insect. And what I'll do is I'll pull it up on the internet, on Google, and then I'll click on images, and then all the images of how whatever I described will come up, and there'll be hundreds and sometimes thousands of them, and you wade through until you see one that is what you're looking for. You click on it, it takes you to the website where it explains what this insect or flower or whatever it is. Well, this orange one comes up several times in the first several hundred images that come up, but every time you click on it and go to it, it's somebody's travel site or somebody's nature site, and it just mentions a pretty orange butterfly and doesn't say what it is. I finally found it, and I'm going to give it out. It's the Julia butterfly. This beautiful orange one is the Julia butterfly. It's Julia heliconia, and kind of obscure for to be such a beautiful butterfly on the internet. It's native from Brazil all the way to Florida and Texas. Gets confused a little bit with the Gulf fritillary, I guess, because that's the orange one that you see on your passion flower all the time. Well, guess what? This Julia butterfly likes passion flower vine as well. Anyway, that's what the butterfly is. I'm not going to tell you what the flower is. It ain't that hard to figure out. You can do that if you want to win a free course. And we've got another one up as well. We've had guesses this morning about it. Umbrella plant was one of the guesses, which is a pretty good guess. I looked at it again. I'll give you a little tip on that one so we help people. I said it was in a certain category. The category it's in is the palm family, okay? So there's two of them there, two opportunities to win the torque test, natural organic certification test. Back to the phones. Let's see where we're going first. We're going to go to Euless, Texas first and talk to Jana. Hi, Jana.
Good morning.
What's up?
Well, similar to the previous call, I have a little Myers lemon tree that I got this year.
Okay.
And mostly the older leaves are very yellow. The fruit's turning yellow and falling off. And the newer fruit looks pretty good. But what can I do to help it along?
You got it in full sunlight?
It is in full sunlight. It is in a pot, a very large pot.
Okay. It's possibly related to the heavy rain if you've been irrigating it also. And my answer to you would be similar to what we talked about with the previous caller, too. A little whole ground cornmeal onto the surface in the pot and stir it in a little bit. If you put you get the one that has garlic in it, it's even better because the garlic is systemic. And garlic helps both with insect pests and with disease pathogens. So you may have some pathogens working there from, you know, getting out of balance a little bit. Also, one thing about citrus is that we've had awfully cool weather, you know, for us. And there could be a little bit related to that, keeping it a little bit on the damp side, maybe a little bit anaerobic, and then you have just enough coolness that really benefits the pathogens more than the beneficial organisms. Do you have any Garrett juice? Did you make your own, or do you have a commercial version?
No, I've been using yours, and I've been spraying it and drenching with it.
Do you have the one that has the microbes in it?
No, I don't.
You might want to either buy some mycorrhizal fungus. You know, you can buy it online or in some of the garden centers that are organic. They'll sell it in the stores. Or next time you get a commercial one, if you go that route, the ones that are sold as Garrett Juice Plus contain the mycorrhizal fungus and bacteria.
Okay.
And that might help.
So does the yellow go away?
Well, it depends on what the yellow is. If it's yellow with some green veins still, that's the chlorosis I was talking about, and that's a mineral deficiency because that's created by the trace minerals not being properly available to the plant. if the whole leaf is turning yellow, it could be pathogens. You know, it could be staying too wet, the pathogenic activity overriding the good guys, and that's why we're trying to stimulate the good microbes with the things that we were talking about.
Okay. So this morning I noticed some, like, little rusty kind of color dots in it also.
Well, that is pathogen. That's a pathogen called rust, which is fungal, and that's very easy to take care of. Just mix a little cornmeal and water and spray the juice on there. That'll take care of the rust. It's not real dangerous.
Okay. Well, the Garrett juice also helps the buds set better.
You bet. Better than anything out there. Let me put you on hold if you had something else. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. I'll be back right after this. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor here, president of the Texas Organic Research Center. As you probably know, it's a toxic world out there, but we can do something about it. Become knowledgeable consumers and use products that are safe and healthy, such as natural supplements that help protect the body's cells from toxic exposure. One of my favorites is RegActive with ME3, the only probiotic proven to actually produce glutathione in the body. It's the body's master antioxidant, unique in its ability to repair and rebuild cellular damage caused by free radicals and exposure to environmental toxins. Glutathione decreases as we age. RegActive is great for rebuilding it, and I strongly recommend it.
Look for RegActive at Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold. Revolutionary. Remarkable. RegActive.
XO Odor Neutralizer is the original all-natural odor eliminator air freshener. It's non-toxic, pH neutral, and no fragrances. If you want to get rid of big odors, but do it naturally and keep it safe for children and pets, then you've got to try XO Odor Neutralizer. XO has an exclusive offer just for Dirt Doctor listeners. An 8-ounce pump spray and a 16-ounce refill bottle for only $19.98 with free shipping. Go to exocorp.com/dirtdoctor or call 800-442-9696.
Lava sand is a critical part of my organic recommendations for bed preparation and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. I have found a high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. It's American Rio and their Maverick Lava Sand Soil Amendment. It'll dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. You can buy it in bags or bulk. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752 or go to AmericanRio.com.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The Medina Corporation, led by Stuart Frankie and his family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator works by stimulating the soil biology and roots to help plants all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production and treating the environment right. All the Medina products are free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For proper care of your lawn and garden, Medina is the choice. Ask for Medina at your local hardware, nursery, or feed store. Medina Natural Organic Products, 50 years young and still environmentally friendly. MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Just two quick things on the quiz identifying those mystery pictures. I didn't say this second time around. I explained it that they're on the website. They're on dirtdoctor.com down toward bottom middle of the page where it says Dirt Doctor on Instagram. The butterfly and the flower are over to the left. Then there's the me showing how to make garlic pepper tea. The video is one. And then the newest one is the one on the left. And Mary Rose told me we have a winner of one of them coming up. That's where we'll put them is on Instagram. We'll do at least one. We'll do one a week unless it doesn't get answered is how that will all work. Okay, let's see where we're going to go. Who has been holding the longest? Mike on WCPT, Chicago, Illinois. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how are you, Howard? How are you today?
Doing well. Thank you, sir.
I've been listening to your show for quite a long time, and I've gotten a lot of helpful hints. Although I'm not a very good landscaper, my landscape kind of looks like the Addams Family. But what I'm actually calling about is for years I was using Spectracide, weed killer,
right,
on the dandelions, and I had a bad problem with Creeping Charlie. After listening to you with the problems with those chemicals, I quit using that and started using some granule stuff that I was picking up from a landscaper distributing company.
Mm-hmm.
But four years ago, we were lucky enough to have a natural honeybee hive in a tree on the corner of my lot. And the nest thrived for years. And we had several swarms, and I got in touch with the beekeeper, and he would come out and get the bees and make us honey from it. But I know from listening to your show, with the insecticides that the village comes by and sprays, it's killed off the beehive and they're gone. So I've been reluctant to use anything on my lawn, but I'm across the street from a park and across the street from a neighbor who uses nothing, and I'm back to having a trillion dandelions again.
What is the granular product that you switched over to using for a while?
It's one of those, it's like the landscaper's version of like the Stotts products, that's got the...
Okay, so it's still a toxic chemical product.
Right, so I quit using that.
Okay, well, here's what you do, Mike. The thing about weeds is, and I kid about this, but I'm serious to a degree, and that is people need to get a grip about weeds to a degree. They're really not as big a deal as most people make them out to be. If you simply mow on a regular basis and leave the clippings on the ground, it's one of the key ingredients in building healthy turf is to not catch the grass clippings.
Okay.
Some of the healthiest turf, you know, a lot of people wouldn't agree because it's so artificial because of the game, but some of the healthiest turf you'll find on a golf course fairway, right? Pretty
right.
Thick, beautiful, and they use some chemicals and stuff, but one of the main things that they do is they never catch a grass clipping blade ever. You know, the golf course guys.
Yeah, I have a bag around my lawn tractor.
Yeah, so that's the first step is to mow regularly, whatever your schedule is. Leave the clippings on the ground. Do a little spot spraying of vinegar or one of the fatty acids like BioSafe that I recommend.
You can purchase that BioSafe at the store?
You bet. Or you might mail order if your stores don't have it, but you can tell your stores about BioSafe, and they can get the whole line of their products that are controls for diseases and weeds and all kinds of things. Just great products. That's just one company. And then the other thing you can look at is mechanical devices. When you have dandelions and some of the weeds that are pretty, you know, heavy textured and aggressive and grow faster than the turf, there are these mechanical devices that you can stab the weed. Some of them you twist and pull the weed out. One of them is called a weed popper, where you stab the weed and you step on the back of it, a pedal, and it just literally pops the weed right up in the air. They're great.
It would take me 6 months to get rid of the dandelions that I got this year.
That's
the reason
right.
I didn't try and kill them this year is I saw on the internet, you know, and I'm very concerned about the honeybees, and I'm saddened that my honeybee hive is gone.
There's a new report out just this week about even more honeybee loss than people had anticipated.
Yes, I saw that. I was just saying it's up to 44%.
Yeah, it just
but
keeps
going.
I read
on the internet that dandelions are the first source of food for them. So I wasn't that concerned about getting rid of them, but once they started coming up, there's a trillion of them.
Well, plus the fact dandelion is a herb. Every part of that plant is edible and medicinal.
Right.
So if you want to get rid of them, you can. Just do it a little at a time. Keep them mowed. Don't worry about them so much, and you'll find that you'll enjoy your gardening and everything a whole lot better. If you have a lot of dandelions in one place, they flower really pretty, yellow flowers, and a lot of people consider them wildflowers. So there's a lot of different ways to go other than the toxic chemical approach.
Okay, but now if I wanted to treat certain areas, especially the stuff that's visible from the street, I don't want my neighbors to start saying, hey, you got to do something about it.
Kill them with vinegar. Kill them with 20% vinegar or BioSafe's herbicide. Spray them and kill
okay.
them.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. And you, like I said, you got a great show. And I love listening to you talk about the honeybees. And like I said, I wish I still had them because it was a great natural hive.
Mike, thanks for calling.
You bet.
See you, bud.
Day,
all righty. When we get back, we'll catch up with some more callers. And telephone number when you hear somebody hang up like he just did is 866-444-3478. If you're just joining us and listening for the first time, yeah, organic gardening is what we talk about. It works better in every way, and you can find out all about it on dirtdoctor.com when I'm not around. Until now, no university or school of any kind has offered a degree program or certification in the world of organic gardening, farming, horticulture, or agriculture. That's now changed with a brand new online natural organic certification course. The course is taught with 15 chapters of video instruction and includes 25-page study booklet. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best-looking grass in the neighborhood, top-dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of Black Cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working Black Cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best looking grass this summer, apply Black Cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And we're going to ease down here and talk to Linda real quickly because she apparently has the right answer for the white flower on Instagram. Hi, Linda in Denton.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine. What's the flower?
It's a butterfly bush.
It certainly is. It's a beautiful white one. It's yeah. A good one. Did you know the butterfly as well?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
I used to have a butterfly bush that was purple. I guess I should have had a white one.
Yeah, the white ones are really fresh. Yeah, the dark purple ones are nice, but they don't show up quite as well. Well, congratulations. You have won a torque test, and we will Mary Rose got all your contact information, and we'll get you the info and how to get in and take the test. Appreciate you playing, and good guess. Butterfly bush, beautiful.
I was like, could my grandson have the certification? Instead, he's in college and has a lawn mowing service, and I really wanted him to learn about this. So,
yeah, if you want to transfer it to somebody, when we contact you with the information, we'll just set. You can't both get it, but we can. If you want to transfer it over, that'd be fine.
Okay.
You bet.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Linda. Thank you for playing.
Appreciate that. That'll be fun.
All right. Thanks. Talk to you later. Okay, and there's one more on there if you want to win a course, and it's the photograph on Instagram that's over there on the left, and I have given a very strong clue for helping to identify it. It's in the palm family, and it's one of my favorites because it's so incredibly winter hardy. Back to the phones. It's Mary's turn, Arlington, Texas. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Howard. I have to do a sick tree treatment for my photinia bushes, and I'm really not clear on exactly how to do the aeration, how to perform that. And also, what if you have an irrigation system? If you're poking holes, is that a problem?
It can be. If you're sloppy about it, you can damage pipes and heads and that sort of thing. There's a couple of ways to go, and one of them is liquid, so you wouldn't have that problem at all. One of the ways to aerate, to create an aeration situation, is to drench hydrogen peroxide throughout the root system. That's how it kills pathogens in a cut on your hand, is it oxidizes. So you can mix hydrogen peroxide in water. You can put it out straight, but if it hits any leaves, it sometimes will burn in warm and hot weather. So if you mix the hydrogen peroxide with a little water and drench it through the root system, that's a form of aeration where you don't even poke holes. To aerate poking holes and do it yourself, one of the tools that you can use is just a regular turning fork. You stab it in the soil and then tear a little bit. And you don't have to go real deep or be real aggressive, and that way you won't hurt the root system or the sprinkler system, either one.
Okay.
Just rough up the surface, and then while it's roughed up, you put out the other amendments that are the rest of the sick tree treatment. The most important part of the sick tree treatment, which is a procedure, by the way, for everybody, it's not a product or anything, but the most important piece of the puzzle is to get the soil and the mulch off of the flare of the trees. Just like on photinia, just like a tree. A woody shrub that's too deep in the ground, roses, butterfly bush, anything, you will not have the plant being in a healthy condition if that flare is covered. So that's the first step of solving the problem.
Okay.
And then you put once the soil and the root zone's roughed up, you put out the compost, the rock minerals, and the sugars. It's all explained in detail for you on the website under guides. That's one of the things in the course, the TARC course, we talk about a lot, and it's the answer to several of the questions, by the way.
Okay, so, and about how much water to mix with the hydrogen peroxide?
If you do it about 50-50, it makes a nice mix. If you do it a third water and two-thirds hydrogen peroxide, that's probably a better mix. But the easy one is just 50-50.
Okay.
The hydrogen peroxide from the grocery store.
Okay. My second challenge I'm having is trying to distribute the garret juice. I was using a hose end sprayer.
Yeah, that doesn't work.
Found out that didn't work. So I tried a pump up, and I'm not great at carrying that thing around the yard.
Well, I'll tell you what you look at, a couple of things, and one of them we used to recommend and have really good access to, and it's changed for some reason, but it's called a trombone sprayer. And it looks like it's a brass device that has a slide back and forth, kind of like a pump-up shotgun, you know, and then it's connected to a rubber tube that goes over, it has a weight on the end of it, and you put it over in a 5-gallon bucket of water where you have made your garret juice, and you just pump this thing, and it'll shoot 15, 20 feet. It's a wonderful spray device for homeowners. It used to be easily available. Now it's a lot harder. You might be able to buy one online if your garden centers don't have it. The other sprayer to look for using garret juice is a backpack sprayer. Steel makes a very, very good one. Several other companies do as well. The one that Steel makes holds 4 gallons, which is really heavy, but if you fill it up. But it's an easy way to put out a lot of material in a hurry. The other thing you can do is just fill a big watering can, kind of like I put out beneficial nematodes, a watering can with a breaker nozzle on it. Put the garret juice in the watering can and just walk around and slosh it out all over the place.
Okay. I'll give it a try.
Okie doke. Good luck.
Thanks a lot.
All right.
Bye-bye.
And let's see who's next. I thought we had another one that held a long time. Maybe it had dropped off. If they call back, Mary Rose, let's move them up in line. Jeff is in Cache, Texas. Hi, Jeff.
Well, how you doing?
Doing well.
Hey, I'm doing raised beds. I've had to get about 6 yards of compost. What I'm wondering is, what can I add to that to try to make my vegetables taste sweeter?
All the things that I talk about, the rock minerals, the sugars, and organic fertilizer. It's really important, Jeff, to use the whole bed preparation thing that we recommend, not just compost. Some composts are really good and really full of mineral availability and everything, and unfortunately more than the ones that are good, they don't have available nutrients. So we want to put in lava sand, extremely important. Green sand's extremely important. And then other minerals that I like a lot myself are things like azomite. It's a commercial product. And zeolite and decomposed granite and all, you know, different kinds of rock minerals. And then in the sugar category, you want to add dry molasses and you want to add cornmeal. And we put cornmeal in the sugar category because it converts to sugar so efficiently. It helps with
I got a question on the cornmeal. I asked my local nursery guy about the cornmeal. And he says there's two different kinds, that the fungicidal one and then I guess the agricultural one, and he only carries the fungicidal one because...
Well, that's not true what he told you. There's only one kind of cornmeal, and it's ground-up corn. That's the only kind of cornmeal there is. There's organically grown cornmeal, and there's conventionally grown cornmeal, and there's cornmeal in the grocery store that has been processed... in that they've taken the bran and the germ out of it to make – this is a sad story, actually.
So they take the good part of the cornmeal out
and sell, you know, the food product for us to eat is just the starchy endosperm. And so at one time there was a product on the market that was sold as horticultural cornmeal that was just that – bran and germ that had been pulled out to make edible cornmeal. And it is a great product for horticulture. It's not around anymore. So the only thing you can get these days is whole ground cornmeal, which is just the whole kernel ground up. There is no difference between one or the other, horticultural or natural. It's all one thing. It's all the same.
Okay. Because all of his stuff says fungicidal cornmeal, whatever.
Marketing. That's fine.
Okay.
It's not any different than just ground up cornmeal.
Okay. Oh, great. So there's not one specific thing. It's just a combination of all that.
Yeah. What cornmeal does that's anti-pathogenic is that it provides and stimulates both a beneficial fungus called trichoderma. And trichoderma overpowers the pathogens, things like rhizoctonia and fusarium and things like that in the soil. That's why it works so beautifully.
So that might help my tomatoes that got drowned.
You bet. Helps a bunch. It's a great tool to use.
Okay, well, great. I appreciate it. Great show. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for calling.
Bye.
Let's go next to Dallas, Texas, and talk to Gary. Hey, Gary.
Howdy, sir. Got a question. I got this here cactus. It's thornless, and it was just a couple of paddles when I planted into a terracotta pot years ago. And now then I've got about 15, 20 paddles, and new ones are popping up all the time or in the spring. Can I break off a new one or perhaps an old one and put it in another pot and start growing another cactus?
Very easy. And all you do is stick that broken piece into the soil, hold it up somehow, and it'll root. Let me give you a little warning on something, though, Gary. Most of those thornless cactus have little bitty tiny thorns.
Oh, okay.
And when they get in you, they will drive you nuts. They're more they're more of a problem in a lot of ways than the big old thorns that you can see and avoid. So just be careful about that.
I will do. Should I take would it matter if I use one of the older paddles or the new growth?
Good question. I think both of them would root for you. I'm not sure which one would do best. There's one way to find out.
All right. I'll try them both.
Okay.
Thank you, sir, and you have a good day.
Talk to you later. Okay, the number we got in line for you all of a sudden at 866-444-3478. Quick tip for you. Tony Manasseri, our friend and moderator on the website on DirtDoctor.com, forums and everything, gave me a tip on an app that you can get. He thought it was free. I think it cost $2.99. I just ordered it myself. That will identify flowers for you. I'll tell you about it when I come back. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, don't go away. To turn any space into a garden, it's easy with Smart Pot. It's a fabric container that's portable, foldable, reusable, 100% BPA free, provides better drainage than ceramic or clay pots, releases heat and prevents soil compaction and even circling roots. A really big deal. For more information or to find a store in your area, go to smartpots.com. That's smartpots.com.
It's not just your garden. It's the way you live. And there's so much to know. But you have help. Bonnie Plants. Now with Bonnie's app, Homegrown, you can learn about veggie and herb varieties, track and record your garden with photos and notes, share on Facebook and Twitter, and so much more. How'd you ever grow without it? Get Homegrown with Bonnie Plants for iPhone and Android. The more you know, the better you can grow. With Bonnie.
Maestro Grow, maker of great fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Rose Glow, and the Sick Tree Treatment, is now manufacturing Garrett Juice Pro, the advanced mix of Garrett Juice formula. Garrett Juice Pro improves the health of soil and plants with humic acid, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, and hydrolyzed fish, also beneficial bacteria and fungi. Ask for it at garden centers, farm and feed stores, and hardware stores. For Garrett Juice and other fine products, call 940-648-5400 or go to maestrogrow.com.
Farms and greenhouses throughout America rely on biosafe systems for healthier plants and better yields. You too can enjoy longer blooms and better results in your own backyard and garden with biosafe weed control, disease control, and plant food. Biosafe Systems believes products should be effective and safe for use around pets, children, and wildlife. Our products are certified organic, so you can feel good about using them in your own backyard. Visit us online today at www.biosafe.net to learn more. Biosafe Systems, simply sustainable, always effective.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Good health isn't always by chance, but with planning and commitment, the payoff is priceless. Essential Formulas is proud to offer unparalleled, scientifically proven probiotic formulations that support the body's ability to maintain health from a microbial and cellular level. Our award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics supports your own exclusive probiotic fingerprint, which promotes digestive and whole health. Dr. O'Hara further developed a unique line of skincare products, natural and chemical-free, all with his signature probiotic support. And our RegActive products contain ME3, the only probiotic scientifically proven to actually produce the master antioxidant glutathione within your body to help maintain cellular health during daily exposure to free radicals, common environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Look for Dr. O'Hara's line of probiotic products and RegActive at Whole Foods, Sprouts, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. That app that you can buy that will help you identify plants, flowers, it has to be something in flower, is like that flower, flower identification. They have a flower identification app, and they have a butterfly identification app, which would have helped with the contest that we had. But you download the app. It costs $2.99, like I said, and you focus down on the flower. You put it in this little window on the app and click it, and it tells you not just for sure what it is, but it tells you what gives you about three different things it is, and it gets pretty close. Tony and I were playing around with it in my garden, and we were shooting photographs of flowers, of weeds, and cultivated plants too, and it was pretty darn accurate. I thought it was impressive. The butterfly one seems to me like it would be tougher, because to get a butterfly to sit still long enough to take a picture in that little window would be a little harder to do. But anyway, be something for you to check out. I just ordered one myself, and I'll be playing around with it a lot. Open line all of a sudden at 866-444-3478. Jeff in, is it Sherrville, Indianapolis?
Indiana.
I'm sorry. Hey, yeah. Jeff.
Hi. I had a question about, I have a maple tree that I had an arborist come out and look at. Told me it had verticillium wilt. And what he told me to do was to cut off the branches that were dead and make sure I picked up all the leaves and everything in the fall. Try to keep it from being diseased, but he basically told me that once that starts, it's kind of hard to stop it. So this year, when the tree came up, I got about four branches near the bottom that have leaves on it. The rest of it, like the branches, didn't leaf out. But now I've got a couple little, you know, sprouts of green showing up on the trunk. I was just curious, is this tree a goner, or is there a chance that it can come back again?
Well, it doesn't sound good, Jeff. I have to be honest with you. Do you know what kind of maple it is?
Sugar maple.
It's just a plain sugar maple.
Yeah.
Verticillium wilt is a fungal disease that is curable if the conditions are changed that cause it to come on in the first place. And so did he happen to mention that there was some environmental issue about being poor drainage or being too deep in the ground or anything like that?
No, not really. Not really. He kind of told me about some kind of a poison to put on it. But when I looked it up on the internet, it kind of acted like that really didn't have any effect one way or another, really.
Yeah, that's just throwing money away and putting out a toxic material. Those things, you know, kill microorganisms indiscriminately and don't help you with the disease and the cause of the problem at all. If you look at the base of your tree, Jeff, where it's coming out of the ground, is there a flare, big flare, or is it coming straight out of the ground?
No, there's a flare there.
A good big one?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. All right. Is there any way you can take a picture of the flare and the top of the plant and the whole deal? How big a tree is it?
It's probably about 30 foot tall, I'd say.
Okay. Can you take a photograph and email it to me?
I can attempt that. I'm really not very good with that.
Okay.
Kind of thing,
if you can, send it to me. You can send it to info@dirtdoctor.com, or you can go to the Ask Howard place and send it. What I'd recommend that you try is the sick tree treatment, like we've talked about a couple of times here. Make sure that the flare is dramatically exposed, not just a little bit exposed, but dramatically exposed. You ought to be able to step on it.
Okay.
And then do the rest of the treatment. If anything can help it, if the root system is not too far gone, the sick tree treatment will bring it back. And the other good news is that even if the tree dies, you won't have wasted your money, because the soil will have been improved for whatever else you decide to plant in that area. Is there any foliage much on the tree at all, or is it just feathering out from the trunk? Is that all you have?
No, it's I've got like three or four branches. Like the bottom branches of the tree are fully leafed out, and the leaves are huge, obviously, because the rest of the tree is not looking good. But toward the top of the tree, I'm starting to see little pieces of green, you know, popping out of the, like along the trunk. I don't know if that's just the last, you know, breath before it goes.
It could be. Yeah, that's not a real good sign. Let's do the sick tree treatment, see if we can do something really dramatic here. Send some pictures to me if you can, and we'll go from there.
Okay. And then the next question is, if this tree doesn't make it, I know when the guy came out and told me that, I have a cherry tree right in the area, and I asked about that, and he said cherry trees aren't really affected by verticillium wilt. So my next question is, can I plant something in that vicinity again, or is this in the soil for the next, you know, 20 years or something?
No, if you keep the conditions right, plant the plant properly at the right height, select a very well-adapted tree and use the organic techniques, that's not a problem. These pathogens are around all the time, and they only become a problem when they get out of balance.
Okay.
Yeah, so you don't have to worry about that.
Okay.
All right. Send me something if you can. Thanks a bunch.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, everybody. Thanks. A lot of good calls today, good questions, and enjoyed talking with you. We got another hour for everybody, and if your radio station doesn't carry the show, you can listen online at dirtdoctor.com. Our app is running 24/7. You can listen to our show there, Dirt Doctor App. And the information is for you on dirtdoctor.com as well. If you want our newsletter, it's free and weekly. Just sign up for it on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com, or send us an email that you want to get the weekly newsletter. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number to be with me, third hour, 866-444-3478.